Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Tuesday, May 24th, and this is our weekly look at news and people around the Jaguars organization, and plenty to get to this week. Organized team activities are underway. The first practice was Monday morning, the second one today. There's another coming up on Thursday, three next week as well, and then four on the schedule the week after. Mandatory minicamp after that is a lot of the same. That's June 14th through 16th. The real difference between now and the last few weeks of the offseason program is that full team work is allowed. 11-on-11 and some 7-on-7 also allowed too, but no contact. We'll hear coming up from Jaguars center. That's right, Jags center Brandon Linder. He's moved over to the position now during OTAs. Feels like things are progressing a little bit, though there's a lot of things to learn and a lot of time to do it. So Brandon Linder will join us here coming up. But first, some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. We start with Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. He spoke with the media Tuesday after practice. The offense feels good so far in OTAs.
You know, I think everything's just sharper. It's crisper. If you turn on, you know, the OTA 1 and 2 from last year, I mean, there were all kinds of mental errors all over the place, guys messing up, doing stupid things. You know, it was kind of just, you know, we were trying not to completely look like idiots, I think, while practicing. And, you know, now guys are kind of flowing. They understand the offense. They get it. Guys are making calls and kind of, you know, making adjustments and doing things. Although we got a couple guys playing some new positions, you know, guys have a good understanding and a good base of knowledge of the offense. So it's developing a lot faster.
There could be some changes on the offensive line, including at center. Brandon Linder getting a lot of work there here in this offseason. And Bortles and his new center get a lot of time away from the stadium as well.
It's kind of cool because he actually just moved out to the beach. So we live close to each other now. And, you know, he called me last night and came over and we talked through protections and did things like that. So it's cool to see, you know, how badly he wants to learn and how quickly, you know, he wants to be able to be successful and kind of be the leader of that group.
On the defensive side, one player not participating is rookie corner Jalen Ramsey. He underwent successful surgery Tuesday to repair the small tear in his right meniscus, and he is set to be back for training camp.
That's great news. I mean, Dave just told me right before I came over here, so yeah, that's outstanding. I think, you know, that's what we had have hope for. We knew all the scenarios, but, you know, I just, you know, going back and looking out, he handled it very maturely. I mean, I'm just really excited for him.
That's Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley, and he's also happy to have one player on the field for OTAs this year that he didn't have last year. 2015 first-round pick defensive end Dante Fowler Jr., and everybody remembers that rookie camp when he tore his ACL. That was over a year ago, and Fowler said Monday he's ready to roll.
Felt good, you know, being able to make it through a practice, you know, and not have everybody all worried and scared and stuff like that. But it just felt good, you know, just to finally be back. Especially with my recovery, and it's been a year and a half. I mean, not a year and a half, but a year and like a month or something like that. You know, just really antsy to go out there and just, you know, play again and just be out there and have fun and just be around my teammates and coaches.
Nah, I could turn it loose. I felt pretty good, you know, especially bending the corner and turning my toe and things like that. That was my biggest, you know, concern coming in and to this practice today, and that's what I wanted to see, and I felt really good.
There's also a lot of focus on the left tackle position, even though this is a non-contact period of the offseason. 2013 first-round pick Luke Jokel enters his fourth season, and the team did not pick up that fifth-year option. The Jags right now are without newly signed left tackle Kelvin Beachum. He's off to the side recovering from the knee injury that he suffered back in Week 6 last year with the Steelers. So for now, the spotlight solely on Jokel at left tackle, a position he plans to play in 2016.
I'm just excited about the challenge. You know, it's, you know, Gus always says we base our, you know, this atmosphere is based on competition. And, you know, that's the mindset I'm taking. I'm excited about the challenge. You know, going to go out there, play consistent, play confidence, and, you know, got nothing to lose.
Jokel on Monday also got some work at guard with the third team just to get a look at it, but it was his first ever look at the guard position.
You know, it's different. It's, you know, you're not on that island. You know, I mess around with the guards, it's easier. So that's, it's good. Whatever they ask me to do, I'll do.
Check out Brian Sexton's sit-down with Jokel coming up this week on Jaguars.com. Should be really good. And finally, a number of players are out or will be in and out of OTAs. Sindarik Marks is out for all of the OTAs coming off the triceps injury. Nose tackle Roy Miller in and out depending on how he feels coming off a bad knee. Luke Bowenko had a right hip labrum tear, so surgery coming up, the offensive lineman. And then tight end Nick Jacobs has a fractured hand. He's expected to be back for training camp. Jeremy Parnell with a non-displaced fracture in his left hand. He actually is working in non-contact work, still on the field in a cast in OTAs. Jonathan Woodard, the seventh-round pick from Central Arkansas. He's already in the rehab process after repairing an Achilles injury. Allen Robinson, wide receiver, off to the side with a hamstring injury, nothing major. And Allen Hurns with a little bit off to the side as well, just being very cautious with him coming off the sports hernia injury. Our guest today is Jaguars center, Brandon Linder. What's up, man? How are you?
A little different ring to it.
Yeah. Huh? Are you? What do you think so far?
I'm excited. I think, you know, we're doing great as an offense. I mean, we've got a lot of improvement to do, but I think just kind of getting on the same page and assignment-wise, you know, we've been trying to get it right. So we're all excited.
We'll get all to the football part of this coming up. But first off, you're drinking a shake. This is right after practice. We're taking this interview. What is in the cup?
It looks like a mix of like throw up and you know, baby.
Oh, that's not good.
Right, it's not good. But I mean, it's got spinach, bananas, flaxseed, bunch of fruit, carrots. Some protein powder.
Is that your request, or are they just making?
Yeah, no, I wrote that up. I don't know why, but I did it. But I mean, it tastes good. They make it taste good.
What does it do for you?
I don't know. Recover.
Recover from something.
I'm gonna go eat some lunch after this, though.
Oh, and the shake won't matter after that. You can eat all the protein you want.
But I probably lost a lot of weight at practice, so got to gain it back.
It's not even hot today.
It's a little warm.
Okay, so I know we spent a little time down at Blake Bortles' charity event.
Yeah, we're eating some Taco Lou.
Some Taco Lou that day.
Crushing it.
And country music.
There ain't anything better than Taco Lou and country music.
That's a pretty good combination,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You're a country music fan?
I am. I'm a fan of everything. I'll listen to pretty much anything. Growing up, you know, kind of Southern rock, my dad. And, you know, I mean, honestly, anything.
All the above.
All the above.
So I know this weekend down in Daytona is the big Country 500 Music Fest. You're not going to that?
No, I won't be going to that. I haven't made plans yet for this weekend. I still don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, there's a lot of football between now and then, too.
Exactly.
So there's work to be done. Right. You got to keep the blinders
exactly,
on.
Exactly,
And that's the way it works. Brandon Linder with us, Jaguars center. Now, we'll get back to the football in a minute. But that aside, we know that you use your social media for one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, just showing my love for the outdoors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the animals and the fish that have
been harvested.
Yes, harvested. That's a great word.
How it is.
That's all you use it for, right?
Exactly.
So every weekend you're out either fishing or if it's in
now,
season.
Now I'm fishing. But, yeah, I mean hunting or fishing or being on the water, that's all that really – that's what I do.
What's your boat? Do you have a boat?
I do have a boat. I actually – it's been good to me so far. So I hope it keeps it that way.
I guess you're more of an offshore guy, right? Or do you stay
honestly, I'll do it. I'll do it all. I like to put my foot in everything, but I mean, yeah, offshore is what I truly do live. I said like and love at the same time.
Live, is that what you said?
But yeah, I mean,
I understood what you were saying, though.
I'll do it all. I'll do it all.
So, what's your best fishing memory? Is there a fish that stands out? Hey, I fought this thing for 2 hours, it was fishing this big. Memory. Is there a photo somewhere that you just have on your mantle somewhere?
Best fishing memory. I wasn't fishing. I was free diving because that's what I grew up doing as a kid, and I still do it, spear fishing down in the Keys. And so it was me, two of my buddies, and my sister. And I think we were in 11th grade. My sister was in 12th grade. And so, you know, one person's driving the boat, three people are in the water diving, and we're on this coral head area, little patch reef. And all of a sudden, this big old lemon shark comes in, and so my other two buddies, like, we see it, we're watching it starts to get a little aggressive, so they get in the boat, and so I was the last one in the water, and it swims off, but you can kind of see it off in the distance, and then sure enough, they're in the boat. I see the biggest hogfish swim by, and that's a tasty fish right there. Biggest one swim by. I was like, screw it. So I dive down, shoot him, able to get him up without that shark coming over, throw him in the boat, and it was pretty funny. I mean, it was 28 inches, which is big for a hog snapper. I mean, especially down in South Florida, I think it was like 8.5, 9 pounds, which is a good hog snapper down there. And as a kid, that was awesome.
Yeah, and decent eating, right?
Great eating, great eating.
How do you cook hog snapper?
I mean, honestly, the best way you could do it is just slice up and fry it. Or you can slice it up thin and ceviche it, you know, make a little ceviche. But you can cook it anywhere. I mean, I can go through it like freaking Bubba Gump and his shrimp, you know.
Brandon Linder is with us, Jaguars center. So you cook a little bit, too, it sounds
like.
You
chef
dropped a ceviche on
Oh,
us?
I'll chef it up. Big time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right, what's your best meal, then? What do you cook? What's your,
I mean,
know?
I could fry some fish now.
Well, that's not fry. You just throw it in oil. You just let it go.
Beer battered, good stuff. I mean, ceviche. My ceviche is really good.
We'll have to try that. Thanks for bringing it in today. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm not going to try your shake, that's for sure. Snapping footballs. This is the big topic of the offensive line this year. There are, you know, hands in different places on you. That's probably the biggest change, I guess, right? You're not used to having anybody behind you in the offensive line.
Now it's just public.
Right? Yeah, it's just kind of out there, you know? It's different, right? Obviously, you're one of two guys that handle the ball in every play.
Right. No, I mean, that's a big thing. And, I mean, as we've seen, you know, you're starting to play. So, obviously, you got to be on your game when you're doing that.
Relationship with Blake is pretty important. He said in the press conference today out on the field, I don't know if you heard about it yet.
Oh, I didn't hear about it.
That you and he get together. You had just recently moved towards the beach.
Yeah, I moved out to the beach. We're like seven streets down. We're neighbors now.
Oh, that's not good. I mean, it could be really good, actually. Right?
No, it's good.
Well, it's good because you have a chance to go over there and you talk a little ball.
Yeah.
Do some other things.
Yeah,
but you're pretty tight with the quarterback.
Yeah. No, it's we have a great relationship. And, I mean, last night I was texting him. I was going over some plays and, you know, you text him, hey, what did you see when we were watching the film? And, you know, what do you want to do tomorrow? So, yeah, it's good to have a good relationship. And it's exciting, you know. I mean, I'm trying to be as a center, and I think as an offensive line, is what we're trying to do is think how the quarterback thinks. So we come up to the ball, we're all on the same page.
Making calls on the line. It's going to be new for you.
Yeah.
Is there still a little bit of a curve for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to get better and improve. I'll never say that I fully understand it, but yeah, it's a little bit different. And going back to you, I'm trying to think as how Blake's thinking or as the quarterback's thinking. And you know, we all need to be on the same page as a line. So when one person makes a call, everyone, boom, goes in and knows their assignment from there.
Brandon, Kelvin Beecham was on a show with us, I think, last week and said that, hey, the offensive line really sets the tone for everything, not just on offense but in the entire locker room. Well, I heard the defensive line say the same thing a couple of years ago, but – that's the mindset, right? You guys, as the offensive line goes, this offense is going to go right behind it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think each group is just as important, though. I mean, as an offense, I think we can set the tone for the game, and I mean, that's what we're growing to do, and that's what we're trying to do.
Brandon Linder, Jaguars center, former guard. We won't plan on seeing you back at guard anytime soon.
I don't know about that.
You don't know. Yeah, you know. You're going to stay at center.
Maybe
right?
A little tight end. Who knows?
You're going to play tight end. A little center eligible play.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. Is that even possible anymore?
Exactly.
I don't know. Brandon, thanks for your time, man. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the ceviche.
Yeah, I'll bring some in tomorrow.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up this week, OTAs continue. Practice number 3 comes up Thursday, and then they're off for Memorial Day weekend. Back at it on Tuesday next week. Wednesday, Jaguars.com Live will be at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale, including special guest Malik Jackson. Jaguars defensive tackle will join us. We might have a pizza or two. Why not? Come out and see us Wednesday at 12:30 in Avondale. Jaguars Thursday radio this week. It's a full house. Jeff Lagerman back in the States. Tony Boselli will break down the first few days of OTA practices. That's Thursday night at 6 o'clock on 1010XL Radio in Jacksonville. Our thanks to Jaguars offensive lineman, now center, Brandon Linder for jumping on today. And a special thanks to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. I'm JP Shadrick. We'll talk to you next week on the JP Shadrick Podcast.